relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Can you get enough of that music? I can't. Why? Because it's my childhood. It's an American institution. The $6 million man. I had an excuse to play it after my knee surgery, my LASIK. Now I don't really have an excuse except it's my show. Welcome back, my friends. This is America First. It's Friday. I'm your host, former strategist to President Trump, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network. And it's Friday, which you know means it's Ask Dr. G Anything. You have the phone number. We've had the chats. And then it's Second Amendment Friday as well. And I am so pleased, really very, very excited about this guest who's going to be with us for the whole hour. Let me give you the backstory. So we had CPAC last week. We broke a record 19 guests in one day, broadcasting from the Gaylord Resort. And what a few days it was. Everybody who is anybody, just members of the cabinet strolling by, the president addressing everybody there on Saturday afternoon. I had the honor of addressing the main stage before the president the same morning. But I couldn't be everywhere at the same time. Thanks to my incapacitation, let's say, and then having to broadcast. But my wife picked up the slack. She went and listened to those presentations I couldn't. And I'm getting these frantic texts from my wife, Katie. There's this guy. Have you heard of him? He's speaking right now. He's called Marge Touré, and he's amazing. And I said, you know, the name's familiar, but I don't think we've met. And she said, you've got to get him on the show. So I just file it away. Things are insane. I come back the next day, walk into the green room of CPAC, which it sounds fancy. It's not fancy. It's just a room, you know, with bottled water. And I'm standing there with my wife on my crutches, and in walks somebody. And it makes me feel, you know, slovenly. And we're going to put a photograph up for those of you who are watching on YouTube. Eric, post the photograph right now of Marge Touré. And I said, dude, I need a photograph with you. I'm in my pinstripe. I got my vest, got my pocket watch chain. I got my MAGA red tie. This guy walks in a black and red checked suit. And it was epic. I mean, I'm really pushing the boat out here. I've got my pink tie on today. Thank you, Eric. Thank you. We're going to post that on Twitter and Facebook for those who are listening without visual aids. This is about as funky as I get, but man. And who was it? It was Marge Touré. And he's come here to be in studio with us for the whole hour. Marge, welcome to America First.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Best guest so far. He has broken all records. I haven't even sat down in the studio. And he's bringing me a swag bag.
Absolutely.
Just massive. He's got this hoodie on that says Freedom Everything. I'm not going to say what's on his hat right now, which is reversed. We're going to keep this PG for the time being. But first things first, let's do the T-shirts.
Yeah.
So he comes in with multiple swag items for me. The first one is, I love it. It is in GI. It is like Korean US GI khaki. It says, Black Guns Matter. Everybody, I mean, you know, AR-15s, I get it. I'm a foul guy, FN foul, grew up with it in the British reserves, love it to this day. Black guys, black guns because they're scarier, right? That's what the Democrats tell us.
Right.
And then we've got this second one, my black long, I love long sleeve T-shirts, and I've got We've got to start getting serious about swag on America First. I'm being embarrassed by my guests. All gun control. This is a great one. It says, all gun control is racist. Epic. Epic. And then, will you pick it up, Maj?
I got you.
Show it to that camera.
There you go.
Black guns matter.
On the black on black, by the way.
Black on black with a little red just to kind of highlight.
Just a touch. Just a touch.
Because this guy knows his style. Yeah. Snowflakes are melting everywhere. People are being triggered. It's Second Amendment. Triggered as we speak. Marge, welcome to America First.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you for being here. Thanks for traveling to be here the week after we met. So right now, don't waste your time.
Yeah.
Go online. Follow this guy, M-A-J. It's like Taj, Maj, Taj Mahal, Toure, T-O-U-R-E. So on Twitter, M-A-J, T-O-U-R-E. And then he's got a GoFundMe, Black Guns Matter. But we're going to get to know so much more about him. So first things first.
Yeah.
Let's go backwards a little bit. We've got some time in this segment. We're in the opening segment. What was your message? We'll repost the video. We'll find it right now. Eric, post Marge's speech from CPAC on Facebook and Twitter. What was your elevator pitch at CPAC?
Basically, we have top-tier Hall of Fame conservatives from Black America that we're not utilizing enough. The presentation every year at CPAC, or it usually started at SHOT Show. Then I'm
the biggest. That's the biggest industry event about guns in the world. We broadcast from there a month ago. It is just massive, and it's guns, hunting, outdoor stuff.
Right. So I usually kind of set up what the theme for BGM is going to be, and I pretty much Black Guns Matter to give everyone the blueprint for what you should be doing in the conservative movement to merge that message in urban America. This year, it's all this year. Is going to be Frederick Douglass. Last year we did Harriet Tubman, and then a movie came out.
So you've picked something for the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we have to look at where we're losing. Where we're losing, not ideologically in conservative America, we're losing in the PR because we don't have the correct representation.
Can I add to that?
Sure.
The establishment on the right, I think, also just doesn't reach out.
Correct.
They don't bother.
Correct. It's absolute. As
for these communities, they're afraid or something. They just don't do it.
As deceptive as the left is in urban America, the right is inactive. As much so.
It's absent.
Inactive.
It's absent.
Absent. So we go with Frederick Douglass. We did a SHOT Show, but we condensed it. Not only what Frederick Douglass has done. Top tier Hall of Fame conservative.
You're right.
You're talking about a guy that was in captivity.
Yeah. And then becomes a leading conservative voice for the ages.
It's like the most photographed of the entire century. Yeah. Like this dude Stuart linked up with John Brown.
He would have been on TikTok, you know it.
Immediately. And so really to condense that in at CPAC every year when I'm invited, this is my second year at CPAC. When I'm there, I want to make sure that, you know, everyone, because people come from all across the world. I want to make sure that the languaging and the cultural component and the cultural relevancy to urban America, that's who I represent, urban America, not just Black America.
Just urban.
Urban, because there's tons of different ethnicities in urban America. To make sure that we have culturally relevant ambassadors that have already done conservative things and to translate that in a manner where people understand is the primary reason for, you know, those type of breakdowns, you know, at CPAC. So I did Frederick Douglass. We went from when he was young. I knew that most people would not know what his picture looked like when he was younger.
He was younger, right.
Showed his wife. You know, there's so many things about Frederick Douglass, the women's suffrage movement. He was a champion for that all the way until his death. He died owning a 14-room mansion. Yeah.
Not bad.
It's not bad. At all.
Did he have the Bentleys?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But his carriage was cool.
Oh, absolutely. Smooth haircut. Cool carriage.
Yeah, the big wheels.
He just continued to personify heart, courage, strength, not cowering. So for us at Black Guns Matter, it's very important for us to make sure that our white brothers and sisters that happen to be conservative, they have the messaging that fits. It's easier when you're using someone that demographic can understand. My demographic understands what Frederick Douglass looks like.
Yes.
But when you say that story and say your reality has is no way, shape, or form as tough as Frederick Douglass's is, and this guy died with a 14-room mansion.
So what can you do?
Right. And that's capitalism at work.
Yeah. That's freedom.
Right. Exactly. So with these things being the case, that's what the presentation for CPAC was about. Huge shouts to Matt Schlapp and Dan Schneider over there and Ian just having me there again. Last year I was there. I did a slight interview between me and Willis Lee, who's the second vice president over at the NRA. And I told him last year, like, listen, next year, if I can get that main stage by myself, I got something ready. And they passed me the ball, and I think it was a slam dunk. Like your wife said, people really received it well.
She's not easily impressed. You did something good on that stage, brother.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. And the reception, people usually, and speaking all around the country, very shortly after your presentation, people will let you know. If it's quiet, that means they didn't like it.
Yeah, right.
Now, they'll be nice and won't say anything.
Right.
But if they like it, they tell you. And, you know, the remainder of CPAC that I was there, people were like, yo, I really enjoyed it. So it was great.
All right, so that's what he did. We're posting the video right now as we speak. In the meantime, we're going to follow this guy on Twitter. You're going to check him out, Maj Toure. That's MajToure. Also, do you have a website?
Yeah, GoFundMe.com/Black Guns Matter.
GoFundMe.com/Black Lives Matter. It's Friday here on America First with me, Dr. G, which means it's Ask Me Anything Friday. But even more important than that, it's Second Amendment Friday. Back with Marsh in a moment. Don't touch that dial.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Yes, I am, and very grateful. Yesterday, what an incredible interview with Food for the Poor's Paul Jacobs. You've sent thousands of dollars already to help the starving in Guatemala, especially the children who don't even have clean drinking water. And I asked him in that interview, I said, Paul, why is this such a big deal, and what does it mean to people like my listeners who become modern missionaries by donating? And his answer was very powerful.
Whenever we talk to radio listeners who give, they say, thank you for allowing me to answer what God has called me to do. It's always tied back into their relationship with God.
This is part of your relationship with God. And remember what our Lord and Savior told us. Come unto me, the little children, help the widows, help those imprisoned. This is your way in the Easter period, in Lent, to answer that call. Please support those who need our help the most. America's doing great, but think of those children. Go to my website, samgorka.com, SEBGORKA.com. Click on the Feed the Starving Families banner and make a donation in any amount. But think of this, $80 provides food and water for a year for a hungry child. If you prefer, you can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That number, write it down, 855-330-4673, or just go to my website. It's a couple of clicks. It's tax deductible, and you are doing the Lord's work. SebGorka.com, SEBGORKA.com, and click on the Feed the Starving Families banner. I thank you and the children, the families that you will be helping with your donation will thank you greatly. We are back with Mr. Black Guns Matter, Maj Toure. He's on Twitter, MajToure. Incredible speech at CPAC. We've posted it on our feeds. You need to watch it. Talk to us a little about who is Maj and how does this all begin? Why are you into this?
So one, I say this a lot. I'm a reformed scumbag.
Where's that T-shirt?
I need that T-shirt.
Reform stuff. Right. I want a percentage. Come on, man. Right. Food for the poor. Let's do it.
All uses of reform scumbag can be
approved by Dr. Right. G. Let's do that.
So I see my friends in changing my life.
Growing up where?
Philly.
Philly.
Yeah, like America's definition of poverty. I got to be clear on that.
Bit different than Venezuela.
Big difference.
But it's still like our definition.
Right. I have access to like stuff regardless.
You could eat.
Right. Regularly.
Yeah.
Or I could just go like work hard and get a job and, you know, save money and make choices. So seeing me changing my life around and seeing so many of my friends catching the same possession charge, possession of a firearm.
Of a firearm. Okay.
Yeah. Possession of a firearm. Possession of a firearm. Not. Didn't rob anybody, didn't kill anybody.
As scumbags or as people who just want to be safe?
So both. Okay. So even as a scumbag, that beef doesn't stop. So you started a beef with somebody 3 years ago. You robbed them. They know it's
stays.
You. It stays. You turned your life around, but they don't care, and they have not turned their life around. So it's, yo, I kind of did these things. I still have to protect myself, even though I've turned, you know.
So it's the culture.
Yeah. Okay. It's the culture in that room for the people that decide to, you know, be outside doing what they're doing. So for me, and just guys that were missing information. Hey, I live where the scumbags may be fighting, where the scumbag who turned his life around still may have issues. I still live there. Just because I'm there doesn't mean
you're not bulletproof.
Right. And, right. And, you know, the scumbags are around. So, but a lot of the information was missing. So it's like, hey, let's do an event. You know, let's do an event where we have a... This is going into the 2016 election.
Hang on, but first, how do you get straight?
Oh, I get straight because I start studying more. And I'm seeing that this is a...
Well, what makes you do that? I mean, let's take it to the origins, man.
It's too organized for it to be an accident. So I used to make music, and I would travel around the country selling my music independently. I'd go to L.A. Same thing I do here. I'll go to L.A., I'll go to Detroit, and I'll have friends and relationships with guys in these cities,
right.
And I'll come back, and I'll be like, yo, where's Larry? Insert name.
He's gone.
He's in jail.
Right.
He got a gun charge. Well, who'd he shoot? Well, he didn't shoot anybody. He just had the gun.
Right.
It's like, wow. So I go to Compton. Yo, where's Kurt? Right. Yeah, he's caught a gun charge.
Right.
Well, who'd he shoot? He didn't shoot anybody. He just had the gun. I'm like, this is silly. I know that Kurt and Larry don't have any charges. This is their first charge.
Yeah, they're not bank robbers who got caught.
Nope. And so we in Philly, you know, heavy, you know, 2015 going into 2016, it's all voters registration drive. And we jokingly, me and my partner said, we need a license to carry drive.
So out of the blue, you say, we can protect people, they can carry guns. If they got the paperwork.
It's $20. Now, let me be clear.
It's not a shall issue, though, is it?
Pennsylvania's shall issue.
Yeah, but Philly?
Yep. So the entire state is shall issue, but Philadelphia creates, it's a city of the first class, over 1 million inhabitants. So they'll make special statutes saying, if you carry, even though Pennsylvania's open carry.
Yes.
I'm not a fan of open carry, I don't do it, but right. If you want to, you should be able to. They'll say, if you carry in Philly, you have to carry concealed. Which is a statute that supersedes state constitution.
So if you're in Phily, it's got to be concealed.
Okay. Even though it's unconstitutional.
Right.
So boom. So I'm like, okay, let's do this event. We do this event.
To register people for concealed carry permits.
That's all. Just showing them how to go through the process.
Genius.
And fill it out. And we did it across the street from where the licensing unit was.
Smart.
We wanted 50 people. We're like, if we get 50 people, it's a thumbs up. 2015, going into 2016.
Okay, and what happens?
Hundreds of people show up from Brooklyn, from Jersey, from Baltimore. Like, yo, I want to learn how to... I'm like, well, first, you're in a different jurisdiction.
Yeah.
So another light bulb clicks like, oh, so people don't even know... Because we've been told that, you know, I mean, if you get... We had been thinking about it, like, in urban America, like a driver's license. And it should be. I got a license.
It's a little bit more constitutional than driving.
Right. And so, but we're like, no. So we did this event. Too many people showed up. And we were like, yo, what if we did a GoFundMe page and we'll do 13 cities like the 13 colonies?
To do the same event.
To do the same event in all of these cities. We'll do it in Brooklyn.
Genius.
We'll do it in Baltimore.
Genius.
We'll do it here. So we had a GoFundMe goal of $25,000 because that we wanted the first event was free. And we were like, we want it free. We want to keep it the cost of a beginner to come learn. We want to offset that cost. And if anyone wants to volunteer and donate, they can. We're not taxing you. And if you see that this is important, you'll support the American. That's philanthropy at work.
Right.
So we do it. We get through the 13 cities, and we're like, man, we did it. And I got so many emails from people that were like, you don't care. You didn't come to our city.
Oh, my God, complaining.
And they were just mad. And I get it, because we hit the we hit the bigger cities.
Wow.
And we raised the goal again and kept raising it. It went from $25,000 goal to now we've raised about $280,000. Mind you, every time I'm like, this is it, y'all. I'm only doing this at $100,000.
Uh-huh.
And we kept getting emails. And the last time when we got to maybe $200,000, people said you should raise it to $1 million. And that's where we are now.
How many people have gone through your programs?
I can't. It's tens and twenties of thousands.
Stars in the sky. Stars in the sky. Right. Wow, he is doing God's work. He's keeping the principles of the Constitution alive. And it's called Black Guns Matter. Marsh Touré back with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump, here on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
This is Second Amendment Friday on America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Crank that music up. Louder! I do love ELO. Yes, I'm an old bar steward, but it's okay. It's cool music. I feel so sorry for you guys on YouTube. You can see Marge, you can see me. But YouTube, those fascists! Don't let us use bumper music. It's okay, next time I'll just hum it for you. We are back with Mr. Black Lives Matter. Black Guns Matter. Chad was, his head started spinning like he was in the, you know, the Exorcist or something. Ah, what did he just say? I'm sorry. Got to control the narrative there. If you want to be, you know what I'm doing this weekend? Absolutely nothing. And I'm so excited. I'll tell you what I will be doing. I'll be resting my leg after we had the 28 staples out. Thank you. Everybody keeps sending me tags and DMs, well-wishing prayers. God bless you all. Thank you. It's been great so far. The doctor's happy. But every night, and maybe for a nap on Saturday, I'll be resting my head on one of Mike Lindell's premium my pillows because they're the best. Even the president uses them, and you should too. And if you're one of my buddies, you get 60% off and free. No, 60% off and 2-for-1 on the Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets. Go right now to mypillow.com and use my name as the promo code mypillow.com or 800-829-8468. Write that number down, 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Secret code GORKA. We are back with Marsh Touré of Black Guns Matter. I don't know, Cerakotita cool as well. You know, a little bit of Rhodesian camo, but, you know, black is cool too.
Right.
I mean, black is OG.
No doubt.
OG.
No doubt.
we need to talk guns eventually since it's Friday, yeah. Second Amendment Friday. We'll talk about that in the next segment. Talk to me now about what you're doing and how. Because the really cool thing about your activities is it's not just guns.
Right.
It's about freedom.
Right.
It's about culture. Why is this, explain why this is more than just about self-protection.
Yeah, it has to be because we didn't get here from a non-holistic space. You know, we got here from the people that are in reality, and I hate to sound so doom and gloom, but the people that are, in essence, trying to circle the wagons around the Constitution and the human right to self-defense, they didn't do it. There's wagons, plural. They'll do it through the education system, whether that's, you know, going from the university level, which is, and I hate to say it, you know, I know some great guys and women that are professors, but the universities are turning into, like, cesspools of leftist agenda. I'm sorry if that sounds...
It's a statement of fact.
It's just what it is. And so then they'll go from...
There was an article yesterday, Harvard has two conservative professors.
Harvard.
Two.
You see? And so we didn't get here from just one, oh, we're just going to attack guns. You got to recondition the thought process of the young people. You got to, you know, make the people that are outspoken about these things look extreme. So you're talking about all of the areas of human activity, entertainment, education, labor, law, politics, religion, sex, war. These are the areas where the wagons were circled. So for us, it can't just be about guns because it's too easy to isolate that person and make them look like they're crazy if they're just the gun person.
Right.
You know, it's no different than people will try to box me in and say, oh, are you an anti-law enforcement organization? No. I'm an anti-corrupt police officer. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anti-criminals, whether they wear a uniform or not.
Or not. Right. You know, and so for us, dealing, I can't just teach somebody that has the wrong temperament about firearms or even safety.
Right.
You know, I have to teach you about conflict resolution. I have to teach you first that most things aren't actually conflict at all.
And when you get to strap on a gun, you better behave differently. You're not getting to that parking. You're not getting to that, you know, somebody took your parking space argument, right?
Right.
When you're packing a Glock.
And it becomes, right. It's like training in the gym. Boxers are great. Good boxers are great at walking away from conflicts.
Oh, yeah. Because they know.
I will destroy you. Right. And my hands, a lot of times, are like registered weapons. So then I might break my hand, and that's the money.
Right.
So for us, it was, how can we affect these areas? We do our classes in urban America, where there's the most gun control. It's synonymous with the most violence. So that's where we go. The people that live there need this information maybe more so than anyone else in America. If you live in suburban or rural America, it's a thicker chance that you might have access to some firearm knowledge. If you live on a farm, you live where there's a bunch of hogs.
Right, right.
But if you live in urban America, where there's the highest populations across the country, this is where the ignorance breeds because there's a design to make sure that people in those areas do not have access to this information. So for us, we wouldn't complain about it. We just presented a solution.
Listen to what this gentleman just said. We've got 241 days left. The battle has been connected. It has been made. Oh, Media Matters, it's a political battle. We need to be at the top of our game. We have to be A1 healthy. I'm recuperating, which means balance of nature is more important than ever. For me, this is my little cheat. Because kale is evil, and I don't eat kale. But they've smuggled it into these six little capsules I take before the show every single day. Three red for fruit, three green for vegetables. But when I take, I'm eating 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's just literally health in your hand. Do it right now if you hate kale as much as I do. If you just want to be healthy, you're going to get 35% off and free shipping of your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the secret code G-O-R-K-A. And don't forget, with Balance of Nature, it's amazing. You get a free health coach at the end of a phone line. How fabulous is that? Balanceofnature.com. Do it now.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
You guys are getting excited. I can tell. I got texts on our text line, 703-869-1262. How can we come on the Israel tour this December? It's super easy. Go to the website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the Stand With Israel 2020 tour, December 2nd to the 11th. I'm going. We're going to be broadcasting from the Holy Land. Mike Lindell is going to be there. Mr. My Pillow and all of you, my friends. We're going to visit 40 different sites, cultural, historic, faith-based, the ancient city of Jerusalem, the Wailing Wall, the modern city of Tel Aviv, the Sea of Galilee, you name it, where our Lord literally walked the earth. Come with me. Go to sebgorka.com and the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. And if you are enjoying the show, it continues after 6 o'clock. I'll be on with the one and only Lou Dobbs, freedom fighter extraordinaire, Fox Business, 7 p.m. Check it out tonight on the Lou Dobbs Show. I'll be joining Lou 7 p.m. tonight. We are back with Maj Touré of Black Guns Matter. His website is GoFundMe/BlackGunsMatter.
Yep.
So complicated. let's talk about, let's get it out of there. First things first.
Yeah.
Guns.
Yeah.
What do you like?
For carry gun, EDC, yeah. Glock 19, stock.
I knew it. Why are you so boring?
Because it's boringly reliable.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
That's why most law enforcement officers carry Glocks. It's just simple. I can, if I'm out and if I don't have enough mags, they're interchangeable.
Yeah, everybody has a Glock
mag. It's so simple. It's like Apple products. They're way more expensive, but they're super user-friendly.
It is. It's true. Yeah, the Glock is the Apple iPhone. Yeah. I have Glocks, but I don't have any standard Glocks. Mine are all Robar. They're all buoy tactical.
Yeah.
They've been shaved. They've been re-stippled because they're like a brick. I mean, right. they have the ergonomics literally of a brick. But as the man said, it is as reliable as a revolver, pretty much.
I usually, for my EDC...
Everyday carry.
Everyday carry. I may switch out the sights.
To what? Tritium?
Just big dots.
Excess.
Yep.
Excess big dots.
Yep.
You do too. You're a man. I'm into the big excess big dots mm-hmm. with the shallow V on the back.
Yep.
You know your stuff.
Yeah.
You
know simple.
Super simple. Fast.
Yep.
Really fast.
And I want to be able to see the bad guy because I live in a blue city in the middle of a red state.
Yeah.
Philly.
Right.
If I have to stop someone that's trying to harm and take life, I want to be able to be so simple, and I know it's a super slam dunk,
right.
that I can call my friends and be like, I stopped the bad guy so simply.
Right.
I don't want no extra.
Nothing complicated.
Nope.
Good man. I still like my Bren 10, but we can talk about that later. So, Black Guns Matter.
Yeah.
Registering for concealed carry.
Mm-hmm.
What's a bookstore got to do with it, Marsh? Why are you involved with bookstores in Philly?
The coolest bookstore in Philadelphia is Harriet's Bookshop.
Named after?
Harriet Tubman.
Of course.
They have a rifle in the actual logo at the shop.
Why? Could you explain why a Harriet Tubman bookstore has a rifle? People need to know this.
The Harriet Tubman got people to freedom with a rifle. And a part of that story is they'll try to make it like so many of the African Americans were scared to leave. And they'll make it seem like Harriet had to slap people to get them to go to freedom. No. The reality is, Harriet, like, there were hundreds of people that were like, yes, we are escaping this captivity. Freedom is freedom. She had a firearm to protect life, not that she had to drag so many people away from horrible conditions of slavery. That's a thing, again, that they try to reword stuff on the left, and that goes into supporting local businesses like bookshops. And we've seen, there was a great presentation over at CPAC. I forget the brother's name, but he was talking about exposing how Twitter and Facebook and these social media platforms, the whole like, hey, man, I think I'm being throttled. No, that's a real thing. The shadow ban is totally real.
Totally.
You know, and so with that being the case for us, it was important for me to find a location in Philadelphia, the birthplace of America, that would champion knowledge, that would champion information. That in the store is, it's a really cool store. It's structured around...
It's on Girard Avenue, right?
Yeah, 258 East Girard Avenue.
Harrietsbookshop.com.
Absolutely. And so for us, it was just that. Also, to snatch some of the left's languaging, it's a safe space. It's a place where you can learn and talk about conservative values. And I'm in the middle of a leftist area, you know, in Fishtown. And, you know, and it's like, I'm here, but in this space, we can talk about... You know, these things. You can come write, you can learn, you can study. It's a really great
Let's talk about your safe space. So you're helping people register for concealed carry. Mm-hmm. You're promoting reading, which is, I tell everybody, people just don't read anymore, especially kids. Massively important. What happens if somebody like me wants to join forces with you? Can a white guy walk into your areas and start talking Second Amendment? Or what does it take to actually be, you know, able to communicate in that community? What does it take from me?
I think that one of the biggest things that we promote in the beginning is to develop the liaisons. The hood is like the government is on certain levels. It's a mob. In the mob, if you no one co-signed for you, it's like you don't count. We don't know who you are. Yeah. Who are you vouching for this person? Right. Yeah, I'm vouching for him. Yeah, I'm vouching for Sebastian Gorka. Yes, I am, for these reasons.
Right.
Okay, Maj, we'll give him a different ear. The conservative movement needs to understand that the left has been very good at propaganda for a very long time in urban America.
Yes.
Just because you're right doesn't mean you'll be received. Developing those relationships and those liaisons.
You got to be on the right frequency, right?
Correct. And that cultural relevancy, again, going back to the CPAC thing, that's the reason why I make all of the CPAC presentations about someone that can be used in historical reference that even if they don't want to hear from, okay, sure, you're a big white dude, sure you know about my life. It's like, now, even if I go, okay, you don't have to believe me, but here's what this guy did. This is what this guy actually did as Frederick Douglass. Then that mind opens up a little bit more. And then there's cultural relevancy. Right. That's what we have to do in these areas to strengthen our messaging. Because, again, urban America is freedom and liberty and conservative based. The nomenclature and the ideology is there, but the nomenclature may be missing. And that's how we can bridge that gap.
The narrative. We're talking more with Maj Touré in a moment here on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. If you love this stuff like I do, the long form, the behind the scenes, take the next step. Go to our website and click on Gorka's Cabinet right now. Join me today, the super exclusive subscription service where you get this show all 3 hours every day, no commercials, behind the scenes long form interviews with guests you will not find anywhere else. Do it right now. Gorka's Cabinet. You just go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Gorka's Cabinet. $59.95 a year. Super, super bargainacious. That's a real word, bargainacious. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. I am so blessed that Pete and Seth Talbot came to me with this product that is helping tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included. I'm taking a triple dose of Relief Factor after my knee surgery, and it works. I am off my pain meds. I'm not taking pain meds after having holes drilled in my knee because of this natural pain relief product. Synthetic drugs, synthetic painkillers don't fix anything. They dull your sense of pain. They affect the pain receptors. Relief Factor's ingredients actually attacks the cause of the pain, which is the inflammation. See the incredible testimonials, the video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com, and then order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. $19.95. You deserve it. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story. I take it. I am free of my lower back pain issue now for 14 months. Don't you deserve to be the next person? So simple. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with Maj Touré here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. And it's Second Amendment Friday.
Side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Before I run away embarrassed to plan my swag for my website, because this guy rolled up with more swag than I can all shake a stick at, we've got one last question to ask our brand new brother, Maj Touré of Black Guns Matter. Follow him right now on Twitter, MAJTOURE, and support him at his GoFundMe/Black Guns Matter site. Can we break the political plantation that's been created by the left?
Absolutely.
Is it happening? Are you seeing something?
Absolutely.
Tell us how we win.
We win by, first of all, the conservatives have to stop being corny.
Explain that.
A lot of the people, and I know a lot of these women and men, especially in the black community that are conservatives, they're not hip enough. The left, they have to continue to evolve with feelings and being hip and relatable because they don't have substance. We have facts and actual history that is beneficial, but we can't
get it over.
The cultural relevancy component is
what does
so
that mean?
Underrated.
I mean, it's not about having a man bun. What does it mean?
I'll give you a perfect example. Why is there no hip hop artist that has a gun deal?
Wow, that's so true.
I had a line of rifles.
No way.
The Solutionary rifle. We sold out.
Solutionary. I like that.
Why aren't hip hop artists? We talk about guns all the time.
Yeah.
Why can't we create jobs off of that? Why, when I'm at the NRA annual meetings, hopefully I can get back into a good scenario with the NRA. It was some issues that I had concerns with them about.
Okay.
However, why are there never any hip hop acts at the NRA annual meetings?
This is so simple.
Why, Even CPAC. I love CPAC.
Yeah.
Because I'm meeting people and I'm like, oh, that's such and such. Oh, I'm front row at President Trump's thing. Me and Don Jr. have developed a pretty cool rapport between CPAC and the NRA annual meeting.
Because he's a big gun guy.
He's a big gun. Nationally ranked shooter.
Right.
This guy shoots. Why aren't there any hip-hop acts? I'm not talking about derogatory to women.
No.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, you know, I got guys that I could get on the phone. Eric July, libertarian dude, hip-hop artist. I used to be a hip-hop artist. Why aren't we that cultural relevancy? There's so many young black conservatives. Even at the Blexit move, the reason why Candace Owens has been so impactful is because she's young and she's hipper.
Okay, can we continue this conversation?
Yes.
This is just the beginning. This is how you change things for the better. This is how you retake the republic. These communities are based on conservative values. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. It's Friday. Let's close it with my old boss, as we always do. Here's the president.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.